had an opportunity yesterday to get a new decoration for my Christmas tree, and I said no. So I was at my Pet Hub for Christmas celebrations for my dog Bear, and I love my dog Bear. He's my little fur child. But I was offered to get like a paper bauble with his painted paw print on it. So they put paint on his little tiny paw and stamp it down on this little bauble, and it looked like a little kindergarten decoration. Like, it was just
cute.
A little paper bauble you'd put on the tree. Like, oh, would you like to do one of those? And what I said was, oh, no, he gets a bit fussy. But what I really meant was, oh, no, that'll look very ugly on my tree.
Gabby, what I like to refer to as a Christmas tree Nazi. One of those people where every bauble has to be color-coded. Yep. Like, and match and in the exact right position.
Yep.
You once said to me, you will not do tinsel.
No.
Tinsel's just too riffity-raff.
Tinsel doesn't look neat enough for me. It looks too messy, so I don't do tinsel. There will be no tinsel in my house. And my fiancé, Nev, even gets nervous helping me decorate the tree because he's worried he'll put the baubles
in
the
wrong spot.
Places.
Yeah. What are you going to do when you have kids?
See, that's what I worry about, because when I said no yesterday to this paper-painted bauble, I was like, oh, oh. Am I going to be more lenient when I have kids, or am I just going to ban them from having any... any
mate,
place
it's
in
one
the Christmas
of,
tree decorating.
Like, it's one of those things the kids so look forward to decorating the Christmas tree.
But if they've never done it before, will they miss it?
I've got a friend. Oh, I don't know if I'm throwing her under the bus. No, I'm not, because she puts it on Facebook and stuff.
Yeah.
But her name's Alison. She lives on the Gold Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And she refuses to let her primary school aged kids decorate the Christmas tree for fear that they will mess it up. And we're the opposite, because this year we legit have a decoration on our Christmas tree that's made from one of those snack-sized cornflake boxes.
No.
That my daughter has covered in glitter.
Oh, my God.
And it's got red and green pipe cleaners, like, poking out the side of it or whatever.
Oh, nah, can't deal with that.
Yeah. Look, 13, 12, 16.
Yeah.
Love to put it out there. I'd love to meet someone right now.
Yeah.
Or even if you know someone who refuses to let their kids decorate the Christmas tree.
Because
I fear this is the
future.
I fear this is the person
that I'm turning into.
That you're going to become.
Maybe. And no judgment here if that is you, because...
I feel you,
but I am intrigued. I want to know how the kids feel.
Why is it so important for some people to have a tree that looks like the front page of a Myer catalogue? I don't get it. Because our Christmas tree with the cornflake box, the pipe cleaners and the...
It looks messy.
Paddle pop sticks. No, it looks homely. Thank you very much. It's loved. We'll go to Jess. Jess, is that you?
It's actually my mum who wouldn't ever let us decorate it. But when I got a little bit older, because my brother and sister are a little bit younger than me, I started, like, complaining about it and saying, like, Mum, just let them do it. So she begrudgingly would let us do it, but then as soon as we went to bed, she would change it all anyway.
And redo it. I believe that's a pretty common thing. I've heard of that before.
Just rejig it a little
Just
after the kids go to bed.
Kids will never notice.
No.
13, 12, 16, who's this?
It's Michelle.
Michelle, are you the one who won't allow the kids to touch the tree?
I have 4 children under 10, and they are not allowed to touch a Christmas tree.
But what?
Do they...
4 children under 10? Your house would look like a tornado hit it all the time, wouldn't it? Like, what does it matter?
I'm a bit of a Nazi.
So the house is clean, the tree is clean, everything is perfect.
I get massive anxiety when they try to come and help me.
Wow. Just go sit down and eat a cookie.
It's a whole lot of fun at Christmas time at Michelle's house. 13, 12, 16, who's this?
This is Kieran.
Kieran, is it you that won't let the kids touch the Christmas tree or decorate?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
But what you do is you send them to bed, like, you know, 1st of December, send them to bed, or the 30th of November, and they wake up to a surprise. The tree's up and all that sort of jazz, so that's the first surprise. And then you put a treasure chest underneath, and all their treasures that they've made get put in the treasure chest for the tray.
You,
in a special treasure chest.
My friend,
that's the best!
Are an evil genius.
That is amazing. So they're still there. And you can still show them off, but then you hide them so they don't look messy.
But when guests come around, you shut the lid. Alicia, are you one of these parents that won't actually let the kids near the Christmas tree?
No, but I found a way around it. They have their own trees in their bedroom for all of their beautiful handmade decorations that are not going anywhere near my tree.
Yeah.
That is genius. So, like, mini trees in their rooms?
They did. They had mini trees all for probably the first 4 years, and we just upgraded their trees this year to a bit bigger and, like, with the fairy lights, and it's, like, bonus. It doubles as a nightlight. Right.
That's cute.
I don't mind if they do crappy trees as long as it's in their room, in their space, and I don't have to see it.
In your own space.
13, 12, 16, who's this?
Lauren.
Lauren, will you not let the kids decorate the tree?
Yeah, I have a four-year-old, and this year my husband and I decided that we would give him his own tree in his bedroom to decorate.
This is just the best idea I've ever heard of. You have the big tree, the main tree that you decorate and it looks perfect, and then you hide a little mini tree away and let them do that.
And I can still put all of his kindy decorations on it.
Perfect.
You guys are reminding me of Harry Potter's adoptive parents who hide him under the stairs.
Get under the stairs, buddy.
Get under the stairs
and shut the door.
With Harry and the Christmas tree. We're so incredible.